We went to school together.
Yes, exactly.
A grin stretches across his face.
What else do you remember?
I used to help you with homework.
Good, good. Do you remember how I used to reward you?
No. How? He reaches low, unzipping his pants. I freeze while he extracts a short, thick, vascular dick. It has a purple mushroom cap and a bulging tube along the underside. The balls are heavy and shaped like eggs. A mane of wild hair frames the base. What are you doing? I glance away. I feel weird. My dick hurts.
Shh. You're okay. Just look at me. I'm trying to help, remember?
I shift my gaze back to that dense cock.
Good. Come closer. No need to be afraid.
Holding his dick, he begins moving his fist, swaying the shaft from side to side. My eyes lock onto the erect, swollen tip, tracing the movements, side to side, back and forth, over and over. My feet shuffle forward. I don't know who I am, but I feel something powerful. This cock. Have I seen it before? Thick, strong, fertile. I sink low, kneeling before the godly phallus. My cheeks glow while I stare at the swaying shaft. It moves like a cherry tree branch in the springtime wind. It's hard to understand why, but it soothes me. Makes me feel safe.
I used to let you look at it, Ollie. You could look, but never touch. This dick is for chicks, but I've always loved what it does to you. The way your eyes get all glassy.
I worked hard for you.
What did you study in school, Ollie?
Chemistry. The word drips from my lips, pulled from far in the back of my mind.
That's right. We both did. School was so important to you.
So important? It comes back to me. My dad died when I was young, a rare cancer. I wanted to find a cure. That's why I went to college. Everything is so fuzzy after that, though. I don't remember what happened. We were both looking for something, a cure. I break away from his dick, staring up into his glittering eyes.
That's why you're here, remember? I called you here to help me.
Oh, wow. My stomach flutters. Thank you, sir, I mean Cedric.
It's okay, bud. You can call me sir. That's normal for boys like you.
What do you mean?
Homos. You guys live differently. You have unique needs.
He stares between my legs.
How does the cage feel?
It hurts. I like looking at your body, but it makes me feel odd. There's pressure near the base of my cock. The blood flow can't get in.
That's good, though. Don't you understand? This is how you can help me.
I feel weird, sir. My body is shaky. I really like the smell of your sweat. It's hard to stop looking at your cock. Could I maybe touch myself?
But Ollie, you're feeling something special. Motivation. If you're here to help me, then we should encourage that, don't you think?
I guess so. This all just feels wrong. My cock isn't used to this. Are you sure I've always worn a cage?
Shh. Follow me. You're just tired. You need a little rest.
He rises, pulling up his pants and throwing his shirt on. I follow out of the office, my knees wobbly and my face bright red. Cedric is saying things that feel so dirty and bad. In those fragmented memories, I was nothing like this. I don't know why, but I have a terrible feeling deep in my core. But it felt so good to look at his body. Strong, confident, healthy. How could anyone not be inspired by him? And this huge house, it's his. He must work so hard. Am I lucky to be here? I just wish I could remember.
Come on, this way.
He leads down a set of winding stone stairs descending into the basement. We walk a narrow hallway with a single flickering bulb overhead. The sound of hushed voices echoes from behind a door at the far end. They fall silent as Cedric turns the knob. We enter a wide room used for storing pets. Guard dogs. Short cages line the walls, each roughly the height of my waist. The space is damp and muggy. It smells like hay. But then I see them, No. I take a step back. What the hell? My frightened eyes comb over the cages, each containing something truly foul. Nude men stare back at me from behind the bars, each wearing a chastity cage. Tiny smiles rest on their lips. Their eyes are dreamy, focused on Cedric with an unnerving level of adoration.
What's wrong? This is where my staff sleeps.
Cedric flashes a smile.
You don't remember? This is normal for gay boys. These are the accommodations you crave.
No, are you messing with me? That can't be right.
Trust me. Come over here.
He leads down the length of the room. Each of the cages has a number affixed near a padlock. It's like walking a factory farm. None of the boys are named. Only numbered.
Here. This one is special. You can stay here while you get better.
He stops at a cage with the number 001 engraved on a plaque. The interior holds a bowl for water and a small nest of blankets in the corner. But sir, this doesn't seem right.
Come on, boy. Time to go home.
He opens the cage and points inside. I grimace. He's my best friend, right? He wouldn't lie about this. Falling to my hands and knees, I crawl into the metal box. The soft blankets cushion my bare knees as I sit in the corner, staring up at his hulking frame.
How does it feel?
Kinda nice. A bit cozy.
See? I told you.
He shuts the door and clicks the padlock.
The cage between your legs keeps your cock safe. The cage in the basement keeps your body safe.
I guess so. Is it normal to let a straight man make decisions for me?
Absolutely. You've always had a rebellious streak, Ollie, but we're finally starting to fix that.
He gives a warm smile.
Now get some rest. I'll be back in the morning.
He turns and walks away, flipping off the lights. I sit in absolute darkness, listening to the other boys whisper about my arrival. Far in the distance, I can hear the fierce howl of wind outside. The storm has arrived. I curl into a ball, lying in my makeshift bed. I shut my eyes. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.